So like I've been on this trail for about almost an hour now, and I just decided now to do the podcast to record while I was on the trail, and that's when the motorcycle started. So what are the odds of that? Maybe it's something telling me I shouldn't be recording this podcast, but it's okay, it's all good. That just proves my point about living close to a city and trying to get away into nature. Those are just the things you're gonna have to deal with. But yeah, a lot of my friends and family members and people that I talk to often and just hear them out, you know, hear their, oh my gosh, it's coming again. Wow. Seriously, I wish I had a bag of rocks. I wouldn't really throw it at him, but my evil thoughts would. Evil Lori would definitely throw a rock at him. Anyway, so yeah, it seems like a lot of people are experiencing these huge polar opposites of life. Like there's a lot of like chaos, and I'm talking about personally too, not just in the news, not just what's vibrating on the outside that everybody is aware about, but also with our personal lives. Feels like there's kind of this imbalance happening, and everyone seems to be out of balance. And I noticed this, I thought it was only me, but when I hear other people out and hear what they're going through and, you know, just listen, it seems like everybody has their own version of that. And yeah, it seems like it's this horrific like thing. Like it's just like this energy that we're going through at this time. It's almost like we're going to show you the most dramatic version, the most evil version of it can possibly be on this side, but we're also going to show you the most beautiful, like positive thing on the other side. Like there's no balance, seems like. It seems like it's either or. But I also noticed too that people are experiencing these things in their life as like spiritual growth, as problems that they're going through, as earthly growths too, like what we learn here on earth, how we treat each other, how we treat ourselves, our understanding, our connection, and our, you know, our the whole part or the whole point of us evolving and that whole process of our evolution. And so it's interesting. So yeah, people are going through these, I mean, horrific, traumatic, like their worst fears. And then, but it's all orchestrated in a way where at the end of that catastrophe, there's like a huge solution for them. And it's crazy because they see both of it. Like most of the people I'm talking to, they're like, man, I'm going through all of this and this is happening, and it's happening for me too. So I completely understand. And so it's like, it's something in the air. It's an energy that's going around, and we just got to be aware of it, guys. We got to see what's going on. Keep our eyes open. Pay attention to those energies and pay attention to what life is trying to teach you. Remember, this is all an experience. This is all, it's just, you're just living. You're here to do whatever it is the universe needs you to do. Maybe it's something, maybe it's nothing, who knows? But I think the minute we start planning so much, like our lives, when something like this happens, it happens because it's trying to move you and budge you to the right direction. So it's like if we have to do something really drastic and painful in your life for you to get moving, then that's what we're going to do. And that's basically what's happening. And it's budging people. Uh-oh, the motorcycle guy's coming in. And it's budging people to move, to do things that they've never done before. Like this year is a very, very powerful year. 2020 is amazingly powerful. This year alone, we've gone through so much and so many changes have happened in 1 year alone that usually happens within 10 years or 20 years, you know? So it's moving rapidly. It's moving very fast. So things are being, we're being pushed. We're being pushed to move. and just do whatever it is you feel like your heart that you've always needed to do. And whatever that is, whether it's a good cause or a bad cause, whatever your purpose is on this earth. But I think life is showing us to get moving, and in very drastic ways. It's either you kind of learn the easy way or you learn the very hard way. And the more attachments, the more planning we do in our lives, the more we drive ourselves crazy saying, well, you know, I have to be this and because I've always dreamt it when I was a kid, and I know then all this stuff, like if people like create this illusion of what their life should be like. And then they create these ideas of who they should be. And if they don't accomplish those things, they kind of, you know, collapse and they become depressed and they get upset because they didn't accomplish those things. Some do, and that's great, but some of us don't. And what's going to happen when you don't, you know? And not that you should focus on that part, but just, it's okay to have goals. It's okay to have plans, but remember to go with the flow of life, and wherever the universe is guiding you, you're here, you're a visitor on this earth for a reason. And we need to start realizing that and behaving in that way, that we are students here. We are visitors. This is not ours to destroy. You know, this is not ours to take over, and, you know, it's ours to learn from, to take care of, to appreciate it while we're here, to do whatever it is that we need to do, to learn whatever it is we need to learn, whatever it is. And maybe there is nothing to learn as far as all the shit we go through. All the shit we go through, we learn because we created this crazy life for ourselves. We created this illusion of all these things that we must do to either be appreciated or to be honored or to gain respect. Or whatever it is, whatever idea or illusion you've created of life. Maybe life was as simple as coming to this earth, enjoying all the beautiful landscape and mountains and beaches and waterfalls and animals and that whole connection with that. Maybe that's all that life was intended to be. At what point did humanity say, let's just, you know, knock these things down. Let's, you know, put concrete everywhere. Let's, you know, let's build into the point that we're at where we're at now, and we're so disconnected. And now it's like we're working for a piece of paper instead of just being free and enjoying life and connecting with nature and our surroundings and with each other. That's what life should really be about. Not, you know, a purpose or what you think life should be. I don't know, that's just my thought, my philosophy, I guess, but to each their own, you know. Everybody has to live the way that they need to live, and that's another one. People need to be more understanding of others and where they're at in life. You know, maybe they haven't gotten that far, maybe they haven't realized that yet, or maybe you have or haven't. So I think letting people be is very important. It's like, what do you care, you know, what sex he is? What do you care who they sleep with at night? Like, why is that relevant? Why does that even matter? Why does the skin color even matter? We've put ourselves in so many boxes, and we've created so many illusions to the point where we created so many problems for ourselves, so much stress. We've created this illness that's in everything to the point where we've created this imbalance of energy that we're facing right now. All these drastic, like, things that we're going through, you know, between nature, between our own energies, between life, between society, we've created all this imbalance. And I think it'll be nice if people just, like, relax, you know, like, calm down, like, just stop what you're doing and just sit and breathe. Like, that's it. That's all, you know? Like, breath is life. That's your prana. Like, that's it. Just sit and breathe. Like, nothing else really matters, you know? This illusion, this pyramid, this mind game that we put ourselves in, it's not, we're so much more than that. You guys are powerful, wonderful, beautiful beings. And connecting with the earth is just beautiful. And that's, you know, that'll help steer away from the madness, and it'll help steer away from the craziness. Just finding some time to do that. But yeah, I love you guys, and I hope you found something positive and loving out of this. Or if you didn't, then maybe ask yourself why, and dig deeper within yourself. And the same that goes for somebody who did find something positive out of this, something that it did speak to them. You know, I hope you dig deeper and analyze what's going on within yourself, whether it's good or bad, and ask yourself why, you know? Never stop asking questions. So, I love you guys. Till next time.